Good afternoon. My name is Jeremy Remnant and my topic is Haiti's earthquake. The reason why I'm doing this is because I want to know people's opinion. The first person I interviewed was the assistant principal husband.
What is your name?
Kim Alexander.
I asked Mr. Alexander how he felt about the earthquake.
You know, Haiti has a lot of problems economically, socially, politically, and this is just another setback for the country. So, you know, I don't have anything positive to say because it was just a negative thing that happened to this country. And
a very negative thing that happened.
You know, Haitian people are very resilient. They're able to adapt. But this is just another big setback. And, you know, it's quite unfortunate that it happened. But the Haitian people are resilient and, you know, they will overcome this. I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt it either. One of Mr. Xanthus' family members was lost in the earthquake.
Actually, a distant cousin of mine, he lost his daughter. She passed away at the earthquake. She was leaving a building to go home, and from what I understand, a slab of rock hit her, and she fell on the floor, and then debris fell on her, and she passed away.
It's sad to lose someone you care about in a natural disaster.
If I had the opportunity, I would try to do something where I can empower the Haitian people to be more... What's the word I'm looking for? I would like them to be more able to help themselves. You know, a lot of the international community, a lot of the organizations, they try to give Haitian people money. They try to give them things, and I don't think that's a good thing. I think it's more important that we teach Haitians how to build up their infrastructure, how to create jobs for the Haitian people.
He kind of makes a good point.
Because if we become dependent on the United States and the international community, Haiti will always be in this situation. And I think if I was in a position to help, that I would try to do something along the lines of opening up some sort of technical school where you can teach young kids how to become, you know, more computer literate as we're becoming more technological savvy. You know, try to teach them how to become more resilient, how to be more independent, and how to work within the system and try to build up Haiti in a certain way.
Thank you for your time. I kind of agreed on what he said. I also one day would like to empower the Haitian people. The next person I interviewed was Mr. Mandola. Hey, Mr. Mandola.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Mr. Mandola is an interesting person to talk to. That's why I interviewed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, last year we had a really successful donation drive. Like, they had this whole kind of contest between the grades about who could raise the most money, penny wars, right? And they raised a lot of money. They raised I think it was over $1,000. So I was thankful for the opportunity to participate in that.
Thank you.
Sure. That's it.
I enjoyed interviewing Mr. Mandola. I would also like to start a fundraiser for Haiti. From Radio BCAM, this is Jeremy Rumnick.
Radio BCAM is a project by Mr. Mandola's students at
Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School.
We got support from Adobe Youth Voices and WNYC New York.
Thanks to Hillary Kolos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Verilyn Williams from WNYC Radio.
Radio Rookies.
Deuces.
Goodbye.